Austin, Texas. It's Dave and Ike.
Well, it's January the 4th, 2018. I had said that I thought there'd be a civil war in D.C., but it wasn't this one. There'd be a civil war as the Department of Justice was lining things up with an executive order to come after the Clinton crime family. I thought there'd be a civil war for control of the GOP. And this is actually, I think, part of it, what we're seeing now with this story that's been released, Fire and Fury. I'm going to tell you about this author, Michael Wolff. You need to understand what is here. We've even got news outlets that are saying, well, look at what Bannon said over here. But now he's saying this, quoting from the book. That's what Michael Wolff is saying, Bannon said. And they're just taking it as if it were gospel truth. You know, I was handed that story yesterday by my producer. I think it was the third hour as it started to break. And we had a guest coming up. We had other things. Lionel was on with us yesterday. And there was something I wanted to cover. Plus, I looked at it and I said, this is coming from The Guardian. And if they're saying that Bannon is saying that this is treasonous, and I knew that he had said just the opposite. Bannon had been saying there's absolutely nothing to this Russian investigation. There's nothing to see here. Move on. This thing is collapsing and so forth. He said that multiple times in public. And so I said, something doesn't look right with this story. And I'm going to have to, I didn't talk about it yesterday. Because I said to myself, I'm going to have to look at this. And then I, after the show, I look, and it's all over Breitbart, it's all over Drudge. It's like, what the heck is going on? I mean, does anybody vet anything anymore? Does anybody even bother to read the excerpt from New York Magazine? Once you read that excerpt, and I'm going to give you some choice sound bites from that New York Magazine excerpt. There you can see it right there. Talk about a cartoon characterization. Starts with a picture at the top of the article that you're seeing right there if you're watching this. This is cartoon comic book fiction. And the really sad thing about it is that it has ignited a civil war amongst those who should be supporting the agenda that both Bannon and Trump supported. Look, I don't know either one of these guys as private individuals. I can't vouch for their character. I know they both got egos. Newsflash, if you get in politics, you got an ego, okay? Nobody gets into politics, especially at that level, without an ego. So, yeah, that's a given. Everybody has got an ego. Some people work their entire life to keep that under control. They're very controlled candidates. One of the things that we liked about President Trump, and still do, I think, is the fact that he isn't a coached candidate. And so when he gets offended by something, he speaks out, he lashes out in many cases. And so when we look at this and we look at what is happening, don't allow this to be a divide and conquer situation, because you're going to be the ones who are conquered. You have to understand that when you start seeing people who are gossiping, who are slandering, who have a history of lying about other people, as Michael Wolff does. That's what his entire history has been about. Most people throughout the country, I was not aware of who Michael Wolff was yesterday. I am now, and I'm going to tell you about it coming up in the program. But this was a guy who basically was a busybody gossip columnist in New York media circles. That was where he lived. Everybody in New York loved him. Knew about him. They didn't love him necessarily, but even the media that he criticized and told lies about or gossiped about or whatever, even they liked him because it brought them attention, and that's one thing that they can't do without. It's one of the reasons why the media has covered Trump so much. You know, they've jumped into this fight with him because they can't live without him. They love the fact, even if it makes them look bad, they love the fact that they get into this wrestling match with President Trump, the fake media. Well, you know what? We've had fake news all year. And President Trump understands that it's fake news, and he's called it for fake news. And the person that needs to be called out on this, I think, is not Bannon, because he's not the only one, according to this book, Fire and Fury. He's not the only one who is criticizing and saying horrible things about Trump. Basically, he's put words in everybody's mouth saying that. So he needs to call out the author, and we will when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Introducing Cellforce by InfoWars Life. Cellforce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. Cellforce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. It's January the 4th, 2018. As I said at the top of the hour, we now have a civil war, but it is a civil war that is internal within the Trump agenda. I'm very sad to see this. I think that both Bannon and Trump both came together because they'd been on the same issues for a very long time. The news media started a campaign right away to divide them. And they were very effective at doing that. You had Saturday Night Live. You had the magazine covers showing Bannon as the brains behind the operation because they knew that that would get to Trump's ego. You know what? All these guys have got egos. Bannon's got a big ego. Trump's got a big ego, as I said at the top of the hour. Newsflash, anybody that gets involved in politics at this level has got a big ego. The question is, can they control it? Or are they going to be manipulated by that ego? So they were very effective at driving a wedge between the two of them. Painting Bannon as the power behind the throne. He was the idea man, and he had a lot of good ideas. And so did Trump. And they were both very effective communicators. They were very different personalities. And the two of them together were stronger than either of them individually. And one of the things that we have to understand is that we cannot allow this movement to be destroyed by the globalists who will say and do anything. They will invent anything. I've got an article here. The View hosts claim that under Trump, gay people could be getting stoned in the streets very soon. There is no limit to the claims that these people will make in order to get their way politically, to destroy people, to tell lies about them, to insinuate stuff. And I'm telling you that this guy that I looked up last night, as I said at the top of the hour, I was handed this information during the show yesterday, the Guardian article that came out. And of course, everybody in this excerpt in New York Magazine was dumping on Trump. But the only one that they focused on, guess what, was Bannon. Does that tell you something right there? Does this tell you that this is a hit piece on Bannon? Of course, Trump was furious, as Ed Rollins pointed out. He got run over, Trump ran over Bannon with a truck or a tank or something like that. I forget what the analogy was. We've got it here. Ran him over on the Rose Lawn, put it in reverse, ran over him again. I mean, he just totally destroyed him. There's a lot of animosity there. And I don't know what's going on in these guys' private lives, but I can tell you that in public, what they have come up with is the Trump agenda. They were both on that prior to coming together. And when they came together, it was much stronger. And that's why the globalists, why the establishment, why the Republicans want to create this war. Bannon had gone to war, was going to go to war with the GOP establishment, people like Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell is a big winner in this. The Democrats are the big winner in this because now if everybody believes what has been the words that have been put in the mouth of Steve Bannon and of other people, you have, as Roger Stone laid it out, he said, look, they got plan A, plan B, plan C. He said, plan A is the Russian collusion thing, but that's collapsing. So plan B is to go after the people, get the people in the cabinet to say that Trump is mentally incompetent. Well, that's what this book does. It both revives plan A, shoots new life into this, saying, look, see, even Bannon said there was something going on. So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to, the good news is that they're not going to go with Plan C, which is to kill Trump. But certainly this book is about both Plan A and Plan B together. And the question is, can this guy be trusted? Can Michael Wolff be trusted? Or is he simply crying wolf? You know, his book is Fire and Fury. I would say it is soundbite and fury, signifying nothing. And I'm going to break this down for you. But before we do, in this first segment, I do want to cover some other news, because I think this will give you some background into what is really going on here. We'll put all this in the context of what's coming up. And, of course, we're going to have Lee Stranahan, who knows Bannon, who worked for Breitbart. And he knows what's going on with the Russian collusion issue. And the centerpiece of this, the Trump Tower meeting between Don Jr. and Natalia Veselnitskaya, you know, Boris and Natasha, or in this case, Browder and Natalia, is what this is really about. So he's going to break that down. He's been on before talking about this. Will somebody please listen to what is really going on with this with these people? I mean, this is. This Russian collusion is totally fake, but they're breathing new life into it. And quite frankly, as I look at this, I think that Roger Stone has said this before, and I think so too. It's not the first time his lawyers, Trump's lawyers, have thrown him under the bus with a tweet that they put out there and then came back and said, oh, I did that, and so forth and so on. Well, now this whole idea about the cease and desist, all that does is make it look as if this narrative by Michael Wolff, which I highly suspect, but by his lawyer going out and putting a cease and desist order against Steve Bannon, it just makes it look like it's real. So all of this anger about this and this division saying, who would you vote for? Would you vote for Bannon or would you vote for Trump? Let's not make it about personalities. Let's not forget that this is about an agenda to take our country back. In order to do that, we've got to get these establishment Republicans and Democrats and the media that colludes with them. We've got to get them out of power. We've got to get the deep state out of power. We're not going to do that if we have this internecine fighting that's going on. That was the only thing that was accurate about the Guardian. The fact that said, well, you know, it looks like a picture of internecine fight. Well, it is now. That's absolutely true. And if we're going to focus on that internal fighting between our people, and we're going to say, well, I like this guy and I don't like that guy, and we're going to make it about politics, about personality rather than policies, we're done. We're done. We're not going to win. Nothing is going to happen. Because it's very hard. Nobody is perfect, you understand, right? Especially in politics, especially powerful people. You can find flaws in anybody's life. And when you've got somebody who makes a living being a slanderer, being a gossiper, who has been for the last 20 years, you've got people in New York who knew him, said, this guy has been telling lies about everybody, and it's so entertaining that we just love it, and we keep it going. Now, everything that he puts out there, all the words that he puts in everybody's mouths, whether it's Bannon or Kellyanne Conway or Roger Ailes, who is not going to be able to counter all this because he died this last year, or Rupert Murdoch, all of that is now taken as gospel truth because this New York City gossiper put it out there. Okay. All right. Let's talk a little bit. We got just a couple of minutes here. When we look at what's going on, and let's put a little bit of context in this too, just in the last couple of days. New York Times, of course, out there pushing this alternate Russian theory that they came up with last week, saying, hey, we've got this Australian diplomat who said he talked to George Papadopoulos, who said that he talked to a Russian professor and everything. And we've talked about this a long time ago. The fact that George Papadopoulos, Snoffelopoulos, he was a BS artist. And there's a lot of people like that, especially in politics, especially in Washington, telling everybody, oh yeah, I've got all these connections. He was nothing. I didn't know who he was when his name first came up, and nobody in the Trump administration knew who he was. But he was going around telling everybody how connected he was and how important he was. And what he did was he found his mirror image in a guy in London who was his Russian professor, as he told Comey and Mueller. He found his mirror image in another guy who was also a BS artist who lived in politics. And the two of them start telling each other stories. So then they got Mueller into all of this. I mean, when you get into this, he said, she said stuff, but there was nothing there. But the New York Times tries to revise that as the new basis for all this because the foundation of their investigation collapses if it is based upon the dirty dossier that was funded by the DNC. That creates a poisonous tree if they got a search warrant with that. If they went to the FISA court and got a search warrant, things are starting to look like that because we had a FISA judge who said, hey, I'm going to recuse myself from this. If they based the search warrants on that, then the fruit of the search warrant is poison as well, according to legal doctrine. And then the whole thing would have collapsed. So they needed to come up with something else. And as they came up with this, and NBC News defends this and tries to prop up that story, then you have Julian Assange coming out and say, you know what? Any serious media that interact with campaigns to gain information, develop sources, and I've got
please
all this stuff for you guys
here. Carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out-of-stock when you sign up for AutoShip. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high-quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We have developed with the top firms in the United States powerful 50 billion live organism probiotic Floralife that is so critical to having a healthy gut and a healthy life, and that has changed my life and so many other people's lives. The other part is a compound like MycoZX that has all these key ingredients of organic herbs and other systems that are known to break down this garbage in the body. That's why, as we go through Christmas and now into the new year, we're extending the free shipping and 50% off on all our best-selling items while supplies last. You can also get the two products together and get them at 50% off when you combo them. So popular, sold out for more than 6 months. Now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and I got a question for you. Do you want to take this country back? Do you want your freedom? If you do, you're going to have to rise above this bickering and the egos and the gossip that is out of Washington, and you're going to have to get serious about the policies, serious about liberty, serious about the Constitution. Let me give you an example of this. I was talking about how the New York Times and NBC News are desperate to establish this new justification for the special prosecutor. Saying, well, this George Papadopoulos, idiot, who has absolutely no qualifications. He was an unpaid intern at a couple of different places, and he kept telling everybody, inflating his resume till he got a position as an unpaid staffer on the Trump team, and then tried to parlay that into something as well. And he did parlay it. And the only person who's willing to believe him is Mueller and the press. They think he's a big deal. And so Julian Assange just slapped down that narrative with a tweet this last week. But let's take a look at something else that happened yesterday that didn't get a lot of attention because of this fiction book that came out by Michael Wolff, Sound Bites and Fury Signifying Nothing. That's what I'm going to call it at this point. Manafort has sued the Department of Justice and Special Prosecutor Mueller, and I put Special Prosecutor in quotes because there is no Special Prosecutor law. And what I liked about this is he and his lawyers, he's got better lawyers than President Trump does by far. Manafort and his lawyers called them out on their authority as Special Prosecutors to probe this on a couple of different issues. This is a lawsuit, as reported by CNN. Suit brought on Wednesday in district court in Washington, where Manafort and another former Trump campaign aide are charged, challenges Mueller's decision to charge Manafort with alleged crimes that they say have nothing to do with the 2016 campaign, but rather relate to lucrative lobbying work that Manafort and his deputy did for a former Russia-friendly government in Ukraine. That work ended in 2014, the suit says. Manafort and his deputy, Rick Gates, deny the allegations and the charges. Now, this is what's important. The Manafort lawsuit alleges that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and Mueller have unlawfully exceeded the authorities allowed under the law. You remember that thing, the law that we have, you know, Constitution, the law, things like that, that govern special counsel appointments. What law would that be? Well, that law disappeared in 1999. It was allowed to sunset, or I think it was 1998, actually. And they didn't like the way that this thing had turned into a witch hunt. It was a law that was put in. It was taken to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court, by an 8-1 decision, said, all right, we'll say that special prosecutors can be allowed. And Justice Scalia got it exactly right. He said, you're going to be investigating a man, not a specific crime. This is not a good idea. And after people had seen the way that it was used in the Clinton investigation, they said, you know, he's right. Let's just let that sunset. And it went away. So there is no law. There is no legal authority for them. And it is being used as a witch hunt, as an inquisition by Mueller. And Manafort, bless his heart, and his lawyers called them on it. Finally, somebody called him on it. I've been saying this from the very beginning. Where is the law? Where's the law for the special prosecutor? There is no law. The lawsuit contends that the order Rosenstein signed to appoint Mueller, quote, exceeds the scope of Rosenstein's authority to appoint special counsel as well as specific restrictions on the scope of such appointments. Let me tell you, if we'd had that law still in, the attorney general would have had somebody come to him and say, we have evidence of a crime. Not that we have a political enemy that we would like to take down, but we have specific evidence of a crime that we believe cannot be adjudicated because of bias in the department. You think you got bias in the Mueller investigation? As one person said, the grand jury for Mueller looks like a Bernie Sanders rally. So yeah, it's heavily biased. But they would say, okay, so we need to have a special prosecutor because the Department of Justice can't do this work properly. So the Attorney General would appoint a three-judge panel. That three-judge panel would select the special prosecutor, who would then report to that three-judge panel on a regular basis to see if there was warranted conditions to consider the investigation. Has any of that happened? No. As a matter of fact, after they call them on their lawful authority to conduct this witch hunt, a Department of Justice spokesperson, and this is somebody now, this is the Department of Justice that's now owned by the Trump administration, mind you. Maybe it's a holdover from Obama, but the DOJ spokesperson had a statement saying, the lawsuit is frivolous, but the defendant is entitled to file whatever he wants. And I've got a clip. Actually, they had a, that was a written statement, but they also had this comment to make. Let's play that comment.
We are federales, you know, the mountain police.
If you're the police, where are your badges?
Badges? We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Yeah, that's basically what they're saying to you, right? We are the federales. We don't have no badges. I don't need no stinking badges. I don't need to show you no stinking badges. And I don't need to show you my authorization. I don't need to have a special prosecutor law. You know, I don't need to have a constitutional amendment for drug prohibition. I can just say everything is prohibited that I say is prohibited. Everything is prohibited unless I expressly permit it. That's the rules under which we operate now. That's not the Constitution. Everybody agreed that wasn't the Constitution when we had a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol. Because back then, people said, we maybe should follow the Constitution. That was 100 years ago. We don't do that anymore. We don't need no stinking badges. We don't need no special prosecutor law. We don't need no Constitution. We don't need any of that. Finally, somebody calls them on it. Good job, Manafort and your lawyer. Maybe. That's going to be establishing an important principle. But, of course, they'll probably just dismiss it and ignore it, just as the mainstream media is ignoring the fact that they said, hey, you haven't got any legal authority to do this. The New York Times comes out and says, would Twitter ever suspend Trump's account? See, that's where they're going. They're trying to paint him as mentally incompetent. That's where this book is going. I'm going to start talking about that in the next segment. And they start out by criticizing him on this tweet about the nuclear button. And they said, oh, by the way, said the New York Times, it is worth noting that there is no nuclear button. Did they fact check the tweet of Kim Jong-un to see if Kim Jong-un, in fact, has a button on his desk? Trump was responding to the fact that Kim said he had a button. This is the petty fact-correcting, smarmy nonsense that you get out of the New York Times. And this is why this stuff has degenerated to this. Like I say, the View saying that under Trump, gay people could be getting stoned in the streets soon. They can say anything they want. They're fake news. And they've got their fake books. And we're going to be talking about that as well when we come back. And I've got one more thing I want to tell you about that. But, of course, at the same time, we've got Governor Cuomo. We're talking about the Constitution. He's out there opposing the tax reform bill, saying they're going to file a lawsuit, saying it's unconstitutional because it's double taxation. To which I would say, wait a minute, isn't there, for people living in New York City, don't they have double taxation? Don't they have state and city taxes? All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight. We're going to talk about Bannon versus Trump and crying wolf. Be right back.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
2017 has been a earth shaking year. And 2018, guaranteed, is even going to be wilder. In fact, my good friend Stefan Molyneux said it's going to be like the Battle of the Gods, Ragnarok. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why, thanking you for all your support, we are extending free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com into early January and the massive 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items. So ladies and gentlemen, whether it's colloidal silver or Brain Force or Myco ZX or Floralife, they're now back in stock. They're all massively discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it right through the new year in a salute to the InfoWarriors and into a thanks to all of you that have made this operation possible. From myself, the entire InfoWars crew, thank you for your support. Thank you for bringing America back from the edge of death. And thank you for standing against the globalists and their bullying garbage.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm going to get into this, what Bannon supposedly said. Everybody takes it as gospel truth that this gossip columnist who wrote this book, everything that he said, that Bannon said, is true. Oh, that would mean that everything that he said, that Rupert Murdoch said, that Kellyanne Conway said, that all these other people, including Don Trump Jr., said was true as well. Are we going to arrange the, are we going to let this gossip columnist arrange the Trump team into a circular firing squad? I hope not. I hope not. I hope we can rise above this. I hope we can keep our eyes on the target. And I'm going to break down who this guy is in just a second. Before I do, real quickly, I'm going to remind you of the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com that keeps us independent. We don't have sponsors who are pushing us to dump Trump or to dump Bannon, for example, and neither one of these things. We've got a lot of products that we have continued from our end of the year, New Year's special, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com, plus 50% and more in some cases discounts off of our most popular products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, 67% off, plus free shipping. Myco ZX is now back in stock and discounted 25%. Some of our most popular products like Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus, my personal favorite supplement that we have here, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, all of those 50% off. Some of our newest products, 50% off. The Real Red Pill, Cell Force, Alpha Power, those are all 50% off. Take a look at the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a great time beginning at the new year. And let me just interject here, too, because there was another story that was up on the Drudge Report yesterday about a cure for cancer that somebody had. They had a blood cancer, and they had gone through typical standard medical treatment, had done that. It had gone into remission, then it had come back a second time. They were not responding to it the second time. That's what typically happens with those treatments. They damage your immune system. And I had seen turmeric, curcumin as being listed as a very effective treatment for cancer from people. But in this particular instance, what was different about it was that the doctors in the UK actually gave it credit. Typically, what you see the doctors do is poo-poo this situation. So basically, after that came back the second time, she said, all right, I'm not doing this anymore. And just out of desperation, she looks on the internet, she finds this supplement, and she starts to take it, and it starts to arrest it. And then the doctors say, you know what, she's cancer-free. And all she was doing after that second time was taking their turmeric, their curcumin. And so when you look at situations like this, and again, they're typically dismissed by the medical community. They say, supplements, no. What you need are opioids, things like that. Things that have a really high profit margin. We don't have sponsors that sell stuff like that. We try to sell you natural ingredients. Sometimes natural ingredients, even though, you know, they said, oh, this is kind of expensive. And it's like, it wasn't that expensive. Take a look at what chemotherapy and radiation cost you. That's expensive. Okay, this supplement was not expensive. And we sell things that are just as good for you, that are very effective in terms of your health. I mean, do your own research, just as this woman did. And what is unusual about this is the fact that these doctors came out and didn't dismiss it as a spontaneous cure, which is what they typically do. Oh, you know, you have spontaneous remission in many of these cases. Take matters into your own hands is the point that I'm trying to make here. Find out what things are out there that are natural, that have been there for a very long time, that are very effective. You know, things like I talked about colloidal silver. Silver is very effective, not only as an antibiotic, but also against viruses. You know, most antibiotics don't work against colds and things like that, but that's something that's been known for a very long time. You see medical community still quietly using it in burn units to try to keep down infection when people get hit with burns. So they have a silver salve that they put on as a topical treatment. So there are things that you can do to take control of your life, and you need to do that and not be intimidated by these people. And I congratulate people in the UK, the doctors who said, yeah, it did it. They admitted it. So many times they're loath to do that, but they did it in this particular case. Now, before we move on to Bannon versus Trump, I want to do one more thing here. And that is something that came out at the end of the week last week, before the New Year holiday. And I saw this. I saw this being the article. I saw it tweeted out by the Daily Mail. And here's why I'm doing this right now. Because this same guy who is a writer for the Daily Mail in the UK, his name is David Martosko. And I've seen him retweeted quite a bit, because he came out and said, yeah, you know, the guy who was the biggest leaker at the White House is Bannon. Okay. That was this reporter from the Daily Mail. Well, let me tell you what this reporter from the Daily Mail did. He did a whole story about a group picture where you've got a lot of interns in the White House and everybody's flashing a thumbs up sign. And there's one guy in the back and he does an okay sign. And he goes, look at this. He's a white supremacist. He's got that okay sign. And this guy, David Martosko, and his exclusive story about how an okay sign is racist, white power. He shows it and he says, look, when you do it with your right hand and you hold up your three fingers straight up, it makes a W, which stands for white. And then you can say that the circle that you make with your thumb and your index finger is the top of a P. If you can imagine a P coming down there, white power. And then he says it only works if you do it with your right hand. And he shows pictures of Pepe doing it with his left hand and other people doing it with their left hand. And it's like, okay. The whole thing was a joke that he doesn't get, that was started just before Halloween. And I reported on this. It was on 4chan. saying, hey, I got an idea. Let's show the absurdity and the over-top reverse racism of these politically correct cultural Marxists who are trying to shut everybody down. Let's just have a, let's put signs up, use the fact that it's Halloween, you can wear a mask, and because there's cameras now everywhere, you can use a mask because we know they're going to come after you when you put up a sign that says it's okay to be white, because they're going to say it's not okay to be white. And people are going to look at this and going to say, are they crazy? Yes, they are crazy. And they are crazy. And this guy is crazy. And this guy who comes up with this phony fake news item is also the one saying, yeah, Bannon, yeah, he's piling on Bannon. He was the biggest leaker there. Can you believe anything that he has to say? And my favorite picture of this, a tweet rather of this, was a guy named Aaron Prescott. And he puts this out. He says, supposedly this White House intern is flashing a white power symbol by using the OK sign. And then he looks, he shows the picture, and they're standing in the White House area, and there's a big portrait of George Washington who has his right hand extended out like this. And he says, look, even the ghost of George Washington is pointing at this guy because his hand is right over the guy's head. But I just want to remind you, and prove the point to these cultural Marxists that, okay, is not racist. Because, now let's pull up the picture. We got, remember Eddie Murphy, how he used to do buckwheat? Because buckwheat always said okay, didn't he? And he made that sign. And here's Eddie Murphy when he was on Saturday Night Live selling the, that he was doing buckwheat, and he's got some Otay jeans. He's got Otay on his hip pocket, and he's bending over, looking back at the camera and flashing the white power OK sign as Otay. And I got to say to people who are going to say, yeah, but you know, buckwheat, he was racist. Boy, they would really have a problem with that, wouldn't they? You know what? If you go back and look at the Little Rascals, there was a lot of stereotypes. Everybody was a stereotype. Alfalfa was a stereotype. Spanky was a stereotype. The bullies were stereotypes. A fat boy, they fat shamed a kid and all this kind of stuff. I mean, they did all that kind of stuff, but they had a lot of black kids in it. It wasn't just buckwheat. It was Stymie. Stymie was one of the leaders of the group. Okay. Well, you go back and you look at the Little Rascals, and I appreciate it more now as an adult than I did as a kid. Because what it shows is kids who are out using, living in the real world, using their imagination, creating stuff, even getting into a lot of trouble, which we would never allow to have happen today. You have these kids out there doing that kind of stuff, boy, they would call Child Protective Services on them right away, and they would pick them up. And they were black and white, playing together, and they never made an issue of it. Okay? You got that? Okay? We'll be right back, okay? I'm David Knight, and we will get to this Bannon-Trump thing when we come back.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. And take a look at the Bannon versus Trump issue that has been manufactured by the media, manufactured by a fake book. And we're also going to have in the next hour joining us a documentary producer, Ramsey Dennison, who has done a movie, What Happened in Vegas, about the Vegas shooting, but specifically about the corrupt Las Vegas Police Department. And then in the third hour, we're going to be joined by Lee Stranahan, who knows something about this alleged treasonous meeting with Natalia Veselnitskaya. He's talked about that quite a bit, about Browder, the guy who has been the front for all of this stuff. And again, we've had Leon many times. He's talked about this. We are desperate to get the truth out to people. So they stop looking at egos and gossip and allegations back and forth. Get out of the circular firing squad and let's take these people on. And I'm going to get onto that in just 1 second. I want to finish up with this white power thing. Because I talked about that story, the fake story about the OTE, and how that was a symbol of white power. Now, you know, did President Trump come after that intern and censure him? No, because it was obviously fake, just like this stuff is fake. We should be upset with the people at Daily Mail who put out that kind of nonsense. And we should be upset with the people like Max Boot, who will say or do anything. Max Boot, the guy who writes for Foreign Policy, but of course he's part of the CFR. He's a neocon. He's a GOP establishment. He's a deep stater. Do you need any more adjectives about this guy? I mean, Tucker Carlson said back in 2017 that Max Boot will say anything if they just let him invade Iran. And if it can take President Trump down as well. And so what did he say? As this stuff was going out with the fake OK sign and everything, Max Boot goes out and says he is now understanding his white privilege. That's where these globalists are going. He says it has now become impossible for me to deny the reality of discrimination, harassment, even violence that people of color and women continue to experience in modern day America from a power structure that remains for the most part in the hands of straight white males. People like me, in other words. Now, this is not a mea culpa. This is not, you know, he didn't take some class at a university. He's doing this so that he can attack Trump. He'll even embrace the fantasy of Bill Ayers' white skin privilege that he created to divide and conquer people. And that's what we're talking about here. This is all about divide and conquer. Bill Ayers started that. White skin privilege started that as a part of their movement back in the 70s. That was what they had done. But anyway, he goes on to say, whether I realize it or not, I have benefited from my skin color and my gender, and those of different gender or skin or sexuality or skin color have suffered because it says this hitherto conservative white male neocon anti-Trumper. And he says that it's Trump's racist campaign. This is the bottom line. He said he does all this stuff so he can criticize Trump. Trump's racist campaign for the White House laid bare those supposed facts and, quote, revealed that racism and xenophobia are more widespread than I had previously realized, says the man who wants to go all over the world killing people of color, Max Boot. All right, let's talk about what's going on with this. And before we do, I want to play for you a clip of that other never-Trumper that never goes away, John Kasich, and he is on the spot right away to capitalize on this and to try to encourage them to remain in the circular firing squad, giving them more ammunition to attack each other. Here's John Kasich.
First of all, I don't know anything about this book, Jake, but here's what I do know. There's, look, I mean, we're not even through the first year, and there's just so much chaos and so much disruption that had been circling around the administration. And Jake, the problem with
people like you and Jake,
over time,
circling
people either tune it out or they tune it in, and it even polarizes people more. And if this continues, all this disruption, all this talk, all these things that we're watching, almost like a reality show, then he will lose support on Capitol Hill. And so a lot of these issues, whether they're the CHIP program or whether it's border security or whether it's DACA or infrastructure or any of these things, it becomes increasingly difficult to get any support. And so we would see more gridlock and, of course, more polarization. And here's the other interesting thing I believe, having been a member of Congress, is that the Democratic faithful are going to start demanding that their people not cooperate. Now, we've got enough polarization.
Oh, they've been cooperating up to this point. I didn't realize that. Okay. I guess that's where the clip ends. Yeah, they've been cooperating up to this point. And you know, as he talks about, it's going to be impossible for them to get anything done. That's the whole point, isn't it, John? Kasich has been doing this along with the Democrats from the very beginning, circling them with innuendo, with accusations, to make them appear incompetent, to keep them fighting these false accusations so that they can't get anything done. So they can divide it, so that the Democrats will be polarized in opposition and not even sign any tax cuts. All right, so let's take a look at this and the reaction to it. We've got Chuck Todd coming out and talking about sound bite and fury signifying nothing. This thing, he says, welcome to a five-alarm dumpster fire for the White House. Or shall we call it Bannon's Rebellion? Yeah, it is something that belongs in the trash. The Russia investigation, he says, has been blown open in dramatic fashion. See, they think they've revived the Russian investigation with this. And I'm telling you, all of the conservative media that is pulling out the extracts that were curated by The Guardian and other people and putting it at the top of your news article so that you can get traffic, what you're doing is you're subverting this country for your own personal profit. Because this is absolute nonsense. And reviving this whole Russian investigation, maybe you think that's good for your business. I don't run that way. I'm not interested in just doing clickbait stuff. I want to get things changed in this country. The Russian investigation says it's been blown apart in dramatic fashion, not by the fake news media. Oh, really? No, really? He says it's been done not by the fake news media, not by the Deep State Justice Department, but by Steve Bannon. And in response, the president has now taken the bait. I'm sorry. No, he says is now trying to destroy Bannon. And then you have the Hill coming in and saying excerpts of the book paint a chaotic picture of Trump's campaign. Absolutely, they do. And it says, but Bannon is sharply critical of Donald Trump Jr. for setting up a 2016 meeting. Is he? Is Bannon that? Because this is excerpts from a book that a guy has written. It's not necessarily something that Bannon said, but of course, as Ed Rollins gleefully points out, because he doesn't like Steve Bannon. He says Bannon was shot on the South Lawn and run over by a tank because Wolf-related conversations. Related conversations. We'll talk about how accurately he relates conversations. He says he was run over by a tank on the front lawn and the president shifted gear and ran over him again, said Ed Rollins. And then this Politico article, gets to what I think is a key part of this. This has been going on from the very beginning. It is a tactic that has been used by the mainstream media to separate and to break apart Bannon and Trump, because together, again, both of them had this idea of putting America first. And they aligned on so many different issues. When they came together, they were far more powerful. They had to be divided and separated, as the people who support the Trump agenda need to be divided and separated over these issues. And so they point out, you know, they turned Bannon into a celebrity. Who did that? That was the mainstream media, isn't it? It was Saturday Night Live. It was the magazine covers, the Time magazine cover that dubbed Bannon the great manipulator. And when I looked at all that stuff, I said, you know, this is what they're doing. They're trying to drive a wedge between them. And it's interesting that they're so afraid of Steve Bannon that they would do that kind of a character assassination, trying to poison his relationship with President Trump. Apparently, it worked. And apparently, as I said before, Roger Stone said they've got Plan A, which is a Russia investigation. They've got Plan B, which is to discredit and to remove Trump from office. And if that doesn't work, Plan C is to kill him. Well, this involves both Plan A and Plan B. And let's go back a little bit to November 9th, because this excerpt that came out of the New York Times, if anybody bothered to read it, if anybody bothered to get below the headlines of The Guardian, you would see that the key part of this excerpt was the fact that Donald Trump didn't want to be president. This is nothing but recycled slander and myths from the left. Going back to November 9th, when we had the Roy Moore election that was coming up, and as I said at the time, this was a central event in the battle for the soul of the GOP and the soul of this nation, quite frankly, because the Democrats aren't going to do it. They're socialists, they're communists, they've gone towards Bernie Sanders. But at that time, remember that Steve Bannon came out and he said in New Hampshire, he said after they dumped the Access Hollywood tape on President Trump, he said, we got together. And he said, the Bezos, Amazon, Washington Post that dropped the dime on Donald Trump is the same Bezos, Amazon, Washington Post that dropped the dime this afternoon on Judge Roy Moore. Is that a coincidence? That's what I mean when I say opposition party, right? And then he talks about what happened after the dime was dropped on President Trump with the Access Hollywood tape, and it is a completely different story than we got from this book. Stay with us.
Maximize right your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Bezos, Amazon, Washington Post that dropped the dime on Donald Trump is the same one that dropped the dime on Roy Moore. That's what Bannon told people back in November 9th. Says it's not a fair and free media anymore. And then he related what happened in the aftermath of that Billy Bush tape where President Trump was caught on tape saying something that was vulgar. It was locker room talk, as Bannon pointed out. But he said, we can get past it. He was confident they were going to win. That's not the picture that comes out of the new book from Michael Wolff. Not the picture that's painted there. And let me tell you what he had to say. This is what he went on record saying back in November. But then according to this book, he said something completely different. He said it was Billy Bush Saturday, and we got to know kind of the high command and the war council, and everybody went around the room, and Trump once again asked for percentages as to whether or not he was going to win. He said, I think the highest percentage was 40%, right? They were telling him some guys got to go on 60 Minutes and cry on Ivanka's shoulder, and other people do this and do that and apologize and apologize and apologize. And he came to me and he said, what's the chance? And Bannon said, I said 100%. And he says, oh, come on. He says, 100%. He says, I don't want to hear it now. I mean, he really blew up. He was not happy. And I said, no, I mean it, right? He said, they don't care about this. They don't care about locker room talk. They care about their country, right? Right? Do we still care about our country? Are we going to get caught up in this gossip and slander from a guy who's known for gossip and slander? He said, they care about their country, right? I said, we double down right now, right? You're Donald Trump, and they're not, right? And they remember what happened after that? We had Gloria Allred parade out somebody, and of course, it was exposed that she was lying, just as Gloria Allred paraded out somebody against Roy Moore. I mean, it was a straight on pattern. I mean, they keep doing the same thing, the same MO, these people. You know, Washington Post, followed by Gloria Allred with a perjured witness and so forth. And then even to the extent that after you prove that these Gloria Allred clients are lying, and of course it worked in the case of Trump, it did not work in the case of Roy Moore. But after you point out that her clients are lying, then they decide they will sue Roy Moore and sue Donald Trump for slander, for pointing out that they're liars. That's not defamation of character. It's definition of character that we're talking about. But as we look at this and as we go forward, remember that the excerpt that came out that nobody bothered to read, Guardian read it and pulled out some excerpts saying Bannon said that Trump had committed, that Don Jr. had committed treason, that it was incredibly stupid and so forth and so on. They pulled that out. That became headlines everywhere. And then everybody started shooting at each other. But should Trump be upset with Bannon, or should he be upset with this writer, or should he be upset with everybody and his staff? I mean, look at some of the stuff that has come out of this piece of trash that belongs in a five-alarm dumpster fire. That's one thing that Chuck Todd got right. It should be a dumpster fire. According to an anonymous source, says Michael Wolff, well, one of the best things in life, said Donald Trump, is betting your friends' wives. How Trump seduced women by goading their husbands to cheat while he made them listen over the speakerphone. Or Rupert Murdoch saying that Trump was an effing idiot. Or Steve Mnuchin and Reince Priebus saying that he was an idiot. Or Gary Cohen saying he was dumb as excrement. Or H.R. McMaster saying he was a dope. You got a lot of people to shoot if you got thin skin. If any of this stuff is true, I don't believe what this guy is saying. I think if these people are sticking around, if they really think that, it says more about them than it does about anybody that they would say. You're going to stick around for that? And then saying that Director Hope Hicks had an affair with Corey Lewandowski. And Trump said, you're the best piece of tail he'll ever have. All of that is out there. Now, when we come back, I'm going to tell you about who this guy, Michael Wolff, is. And I'll tell you a little bit about some of the other things that he had to say. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to define this guy's character when we return. I'm David Knight.
2017 has been a earth-shaking year. And 2018, guaranteed, is even going to be wilder. In fact, my good friend Stefan Molyneux said it's going to be like the Battle of the Gods, Ragnarok. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why, thanking you for all your support, we are extending free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com into early January and the massive 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items. So ladies and gentlemen, whether it's colloidal silver or Brain Force or Myco ZX or Floralife, they're now back in stock. They're all massively discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it right through the new year in a salute to the InfoWarriors and into a thanks to all of you that have made this operation possible. From myself, the entire InfoWars crew, thank you for your support. Thank you for bringing America back from the edge of death. And thank you for standing against the globalists and their bullying garbage.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Let's take a look at Michael Wolff. We've been talking about this. I think he's the guy that President Trump ought to be upset about. This is the guy putting words into people's mouths, perhaps. Saying that Trump is dumb as excrement. He's a dope. He's an effing idiot. And these are people like Rupert Murdoch, Steve Mnuchin, Reince Priebus, Gary Cohen, H.R. McMaster, and on and on and on. It wasn't just Bannon. The media focused on Bannon because the media is concerned about anybody who wants to push an America First agenda, anybody who would work with Trump to push an America First agenda. And certainly the reaction from President Trump shows that there are some there's some private animosity that has been simmering under the surface that bubbled up and exploded yesterday, from both Trump and from Donald Trump Jr. Maybe they're just reacting to what the mainstream media and many people in conservative media chose to curate out of this story. This story that was an excerpt from the book coming up went on to New York Magazine headline, Donald Trump didn't want to be president. And the big takeaway from all this, folks, is that he thinks that this whole thing was a big version of Mel Brooks's The Producers, you know, where he gets together and he goes, hey, you know what? I can sell more than 100% backing in a Broadway play. You know, I can sell 200% of it. I can get everybody big percentages for cash. And nobody's going to expect to get their money back if things have flopped. And so they come up with the worst possible thing they can do, which is springtime for Hitler. Oh, there's the Hitler analogy that they're always throwing at Donald Trump. Saying, hey, he didn't expect this to win, and nobody there expected it to go through. And I just read for you what Bannon said. He said, I was absolutely confident it was going to go through. So anyway, who is this guy, Michael Wolff? Well, going back to 2004, take a look at what the New Republic says about him, what Columbia Journalism Review says about him, what Brill's Content says about him. This guy's got a history. He's been around for a while in New York. You may not know him throughout the country, but they knew him in New York. The New Republic said back in 2004, it's difficult for non-New Yorkers to fully grasp the Michael Wolff phenomenon, the author of this piece of dumpster trash. From 1998 until he decamped for Vanity Fair, he was spinning out stylish, pointed observations on everything from Viacom's power struggles to Rupert Murdoch's love life. Wolff's special focus, his fixation even, has always been on the power players, the moguls, most of whom he's relentlessly, repeatedly skewered. Scraping away the sheen of power and money to reveal the warts, the flab, the psychic scars plaguing the rarefied breed of, in Wolff's view, super wealthy narcissists. Sounds like he's got a certain template that he applies to all of his stories, doesn't it? Who buy, run, and ruin media companies for the gratification of their insatiable egos. See, this is his starting point, his bias. And so with his wicked rants, Wolff swiftly emerged as the boy of New York, the it boy of New York media. He was gossiping, really, about the New York media's favorite subject, the New York media. They loved it. Even though he was trashing them, they loved the attention. He said, the New York media, he did it in a catty, caustic way that nobody else dared. And they said his status was best manifested by his securing his own table, number 5 at Michael's, the Midtown eatery, where everyone who's anyone in media goes to be seen having lunch. A coveted piece of real estate, table 5 signaled his professional dominance far more than any award could. Increasingly over the past couple of years, Michael Wolff has focused the lens on national politics. And they talk about how biased he is and how his perspective is very parochial. It's very much a New York City liberal perspective, saying that he was anti-George Bush and so forth, saying he's basically a conventional liberal with a Manhattan-centric view of the world. And then this. This is from Newsweek's profile in 2004. Much to the annoyance of Wolff's critics, the scenes in his columns aren't recreated as much as they are created. See that? See that? He's not recreating these scenes, but he's creating them. It is a fictional narrative designed to entertain, swimming in gossip and slander. Springing from Wolff's imagination, they say, rather than from actual knowledge of events. Even Wolff acknowledges that conventional reporting isn't his bag. Rather, he absorbs the atmosphere and gossip swirling around him at cocktail parties on the street, and especially during those long lunches at Michael's. So he absorbs the atmosphere, and then he gives you his impression. But then everybody jumps on this and says, oh, that's really what Bannon said. Okay, Columbia Journalism Review. So the Times dropped this amazing story last week, digging into how Rupert Murdoch tabloid had illegally hacked telephones. Remember that? Piers Morgan caught up in that and everything. Anyway, Wolff being Wolff, he paints the piece as a Machiavellian power play by the New York Times rather than what it is, an obviously juicy story that any ambitious newspaper with resources would go after. And they said his take on this was dumb, more dumb than cynical. He was playing game theory with himself. He says it's what you do when, listen to this, you don't have any sources. And he doesn't care if he's got sources or not, because again, he absorbs the atmosphere and he gives you his impersonation in a fictional narrative. Wolff also slimes the investigative reporter Don Van Natta Jr. for no good reason. He said, Van Natta is a Times insider, a loyalist, and a gun in ways similar to various Murdoch reporters who do Murdoch's bidding. He's a hatchet guy. And they said, does he have any evidence for this? Says the Columbia Journalism Review. Van Natta wrote a Judy Miller piece a few years back. Seriously, that's all that Wolff has, quote unquote, has here. And it's pathetic, says the Columbia Journalism Review. And Wolff, just to show you how much he hates accountability journalism, takes a pit stop to take a crap on Woodward and Bernstein. Hey, why not? Finally, Wolff says again, with zero evidence, that the Times decided to pull up short. This piece gives us more insight into the twisted worldview of Michael Wolff than it does about the New York Times. And I would say the same thing about his book and this excerpt that we have seen here. This is one of the most cynical things I've read in a long time, and it's disgusting, frankly. That's the Columbia Journalism Review talking about Michael Wolff, the author of this book that now everybody takes as the definitive source on the Trump White House. Let's look at one more. This is Brill's content. The truth about burn rate. When Michael Wolff dissects the personality of an unnamed AOL executive in his previous book, Burn Rate, How I Survived the Gold Rush Years on the Internet, readers surely wonder who he's talking about. They say, three America Online executives claim that the character that he's talking about is actually a composite of three different people. It would be easier to believe Wolff if there weren't so many other apparent factual errors in his book, Burn Rate. And that's basically what you need to do with his fire and fury, his sound bites and fury. Examples include his story about an unnamed Silicon Valley chief financial officer who goes job hunting at a crucial moment in his company's merger negotiations. The CFO in question, David Thatcher, of the software firm GEO Works, said he never tried to leave the country. Wolff says, well, there may be technically here in terms of going and looking for a job, but he was involved in discussions with First Virtual and so forth. Okay. So, but 7 of the main characters and 6 others portrayed in or familiar with events in the book disagree. They say that Wolff invented or changed quotes. None of those quoted recall Wolff taking notes or recording the discussions, some of which took place 3 years ago. Wolf says, I've got the notes and the emails to back it up, but he refuses to release them. What does that tell you about this guy? These people have taken him to task for inventing stuff. But when it comes to politics, everybody's willing to believe him because they hate Trump so much and they hate Bannon so much. And you got a lot of people in conservative Republican circles who hate Bannon as well. And they're willing to burn down the America First agenda. Right now, we've got a big struggle that is coming up for us. And that's whether or not we're going to do DACA amnesty. And you got a lot of people who are pulling Trump in the wrong direction. And Bannon and Breitbart have been pulling him in the right direction. Are we going to just abandon that now? Are we going to all just execute Breitbart and Bannon? Looks like it, doesn't it? Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the documentary. We'll get back to this book here in a moment. But we're going to talk about a documentary on what happened in Vegas. We'll be right back.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goatweed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
What happened in Vegas? We're going to take a look at that. I've got a documentary producer who has done a movie to look at some of what has happened in Vegas. Because, again, the amazing thing is, and it looks like this is what his documentary centers on, it's the police department there and the lies that we've been told and the corruption as they collude with the casinos there. But we're going to play you a trailer in just a second, and then we're going to interview Ramsey Dennison about his film, What Happened in Vegas, the documentary. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the products that we have on sale as part of our New Year sale at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds our operation. That's what keeps us independent. And we have things like Myco ZX that are now back in stock, 25% off, or things like Silver Bullet that are 67% off, and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com today. Right now, we've got some of our most popular products. Super Male Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Brain Force Plus, my personal favorite of all the supplements that we have, 50% off plus free shipping. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. That's your vitamins and minerals and an easy to swallow. You don't have to have a lot of pills. Drink Mix, both of those 50% off with free shipping. All the Super Blue products, that's our fluoride-free toothpaste and mouthwash that have added the good halogen, iodine, plus nano silver to fight bacteria that causes gum disease that leads to tooth loss as well as to heart disease. A great toothpaste. If you haven't tried this, take advantage of this sale with it off 50% off and free shipping. Take a take advantage of this to try Super Blue. I know you will become a regular customer of that. That, again, is one of my very favorite products that we have here. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 50% off with free shipping. And then DNA Force, 33% off with free shipping. And many of our newest products, the Real Red Pill, Cell Force, Alpha Power, all of those 50% off plus free shipping. So take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Many of them, most of them, at 50% off plus free shipping. And we really do appreciate your support. Do we have Ramsey on the line yet? I'll tell you what, as we're getting him ready, let's play the trailer for What Happened in Vegas, the movie Police Couldn't Erase. Here's that trailer.
The worst shooting in U.S. history.
The politics made more people get hurt.
Hey, back.
Law enforcement made an effort to make sure that the pictures and the video of the event were taken off people's cell phones. Why would they do that?
We live in Sin City. Any sick, twisted desire you want, you can have come true in this city.
My client had been booked as Bill with the N-word as his middle name.
It's two black men riding an Lexus. Of course, something had to be wrong with that.
Step out of the car.
You even hear Jackass say it. Do what you gotta do, because we gotta find something.
Do what you gotta do, because we gotta find something.
And then they assassinate the character of the victim.
There was an exterior video. All of a sudden, that's missing.
That had to disappear, and it did.
I saw that damn car on TV. I think that's my husband.
You took from me the only person I ever cared about was alive.
I believe you came to kill somebody and get time off with pay, and it worked.
In my early career, it was like you get 6 weeks off, you shoot somebody. And it's good if you do it by Christmas. You get 6 weeks off at Christmas.
They are conducting a misinformation campaign, and I confronted them at their press conference.
Has the official timeline changed?
Please stop asking your question.
They were caught lying.
The timeline associated with the original shot and Mr. Campos has changed.
What are they trying to hide?
The word incompetence has been brought forward.
He wanted to hurt these casinos financially, and this is the best way he knew how.
The guy in charge of investigating it has been given a lot of money by MGM.
This is the narrative that Joe Lombardo doesn't want to be released.
Everything happens in Las Vegas with the ring of a cash register.
The big money says do whatever you have to, but keep the money flowing.
The finest police department in America.
Okay, that's the trailer. That looks like a dynamite documentary. You can see the high production values if you were just watching that. But trust me, this is going to be a very important documentary. Well, you know, we've seen so much phony stuff about Vegas, and we'll get into this with Ramsey Dennison. He's been an editor on many TV shows. He's worked for CBS, MTV, Discovery, A&E, Disney, ID, Spike, Travel Channel, and Universal. And this is his latest product here, What Happened in Vegas. You can find it at whathappenedinvegasthemovie.com. Also on Facebook at facebook.com/WH, as in what happened, WH Vegas Doc. So joining us now is Ramsey Dennison. Thank you for joining us, Ramsey.
Thanks for having me.
Looked like a dynamite trailer there, very quick pace, the editing. And, of course, what has happened in Vegas that everybody has seen is absolutely stunning. The multiple timelines we've seen from the Las Vegas police. I had a little bit – I saw that you went back and looked at the history of interaction with the Las Vegas Police Department and the public there. Of course, I had a little bit of interaction with them when I was there with the Bundy standoff, and I saw their duplicity, their lies, their stonewalling that was happening. But nothing like this. I mean, this with the multiple timelines, the disappearing Jesus, and even to come up with a motive, they've got to take Paddock's brain and send it off. And they're telling us that sometime next year they may have a motive after examining his brain.
Your comments. You know, the problem with the LVMPD is they lie even when they don't need to.
That's okay. Right. That's
right. And we saw this in the case, in the Stephen Paddock case, where there was an accidental discharge in Stephen Paddock's room, or the LVMPD says it was accidental, meaning gunshots were fired in Stephen Paddock's room, or a gunshot was fired by an LVMPD officer in Stephen Paddock's room. And my documentary, What Happened in Vegas, gets into this. And Joe Lombardo, the LVMPD sheriff, got up in front of everybody for almost a month and didn't say anything about a gunshot going off in Stephen Paddock's room. And the mm-hmm. only reason he ended up reporting that or acknowledging that this happened was because a reporter named Doug Papa, who was a former cop, was listening to the radio transmission, and he caught it on the radio. And actually for a couple weeks, he tried to offer it up to people in the Vegas media and say, hey, listen, there was a shot fired in Paddock's room. You want this story? And the truth was everybody, the pieces in Vegas, the television shows and the newspapers were scared to touch it because the LVMPD intimidates journalists and especially local journalists. And what happens is if they present something unfavorable, you know, at the next press conference, all of a sudden they just won't be let in. Like Laura Loomer wasn't let in after she exposed Sheriff Lombardo was a liar for lying about Stephen Paddock's check-in date. So
that's right. They're not gonna just pass you up and not call on you. They're gonna block you from even entering the press room. It's absolutely amazing. And we got to take a break, but we're gonna be right back with more information about this documentary, What Happened in Vegas, really kind of focusing on the lies and the deception of the Las Vegas Police Department, centering around this shooting that happened in Vegas. We're talking to Ramsey Dennison. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
about a group. You developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
We have developed with the top firms in the United States powerful 50 billion live organism probiotic Floralife that is so critical to having a healthy gut and a healthy life, and that has changed my life and so many other people's lives. The other part is a compound like MycoZX that has all these key ingredients of organic herbs and other systems that are known to break down this garbage in the body. That's why as we go through Christmas and now into the new year, we're extending the free shipping and 50% off on all our best-selling items while supplies last. You can also get the two products together and get them at 50% off when you combo them. So popular, sold out for more than 6 months. Now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Ramsey Dennison. He has produced a documentary about what happened in Vegas, focusing on the shooting, but also giving us, I think, a very important context about leading up to this, about the Las Vegas Police Department. And I want to ask you about that, Ramsey. You know, regardless of what happens, we see this kind of police corruption, unfortunately, throughout the country. Vegas may be one of the worst examples of it, but that is something that needs to be examined. People need to understand what is going on with the police departments. We need to get beyond this thing that is simply about black people. This is a systemic corruption that needs to be purged out of the system. And we had Frank Serpico talk about the fact that he said, look, every institution, including the police, is composed of human beings. You're going to have bad actors in every institution. The question is, will the institution purge those bad actors, or will it protect them and absorb them and become a corrupt system itself? So tell us a little bit about...
Well, in the LBMP's case, they'll promote the corrupt officers. And that may sound absurd, but you have to consider that the second in command at the LBMPD right now is a guy named Kevin McMahill. And early in his career, he was part of a squad that found a woman with drugs on her, and they told her they'd let her off if she showed them her genitals. So this case went to court. There was a payout. to the woman. And Kevin McMahill left the LVMPD after that, but then he came back. And now, and he just like rose right up like a lot of other, dirty, corrupt officers at the LVMPD to number two. And so, you know, in the department. And then, you know, they just promoted this woman named, Yasemi Yatomi to captain. And this woman, I mean, there's evidence to suggest that she committed perjury. And then also an assistant sheriff, a guy that just moved up named, Charles Hank. He appeared in the newspaper for beating his wife, okay? And I talked to his wife. I interviewed her, Maria Hank. She's now his ex-wife, of course, and she cried. She told me this story about how Charles Hank had beat her up and gotten away with it. It's in the newspaper, and as usual with the LVMPD, what happened? Nothing. And, you know, and they just recently moved Hank up to assistant sheriff. So this is one of the reasons you have such a wildly corrupt department with people who don't tell the truth, like Joe Lombardo doesn't tell the truth, like Assistant Sheriff Kevin McMahill doesn't tell the truth. The problem is they lie and they get away with it, and so they just keep lying. And in the case of the Vegas mass shooting, what we examined in my move documentary, what happened in Vegas, is they kind of got caught on the grand stage because this one's too big for them, and Joe Lombardo is finally being exposed as the liar that he is. You know, they're used to dealing with the local media that they can bully and intimidate out of covering stories that paint them in an unflattering light. But this one was too big for them. And all of a sudden they ran into journalists who don't care that, you know, who are not going to be intimidated and who are going to do real journalism.
Yeah, it's very important. And as I look at the description, I've just seen the trailer and your description of this, you lay a background for what happens a little bit before this shooting. To give us an idea of the corruption that you're just talking about there, tell us about how you first came across this. You were just going to Vegas for some relaxation. Yeah. What did you see?
Really unusual story. So years ago, I was in Las Vegas, and, you know, I work in the television business in Los Angeles, and I'd really just gone there for a vacation because I'd finished working on a really difficult television show, and I was actually hanging out with a good friend of mine named Rhett Nielsen, who was a television videographer or, you know, camera guy. And he'd actually worked for the LVMPD's SWAT team for years, like doing where he'd go on these raids and videotape these SWAT raids. And so I was with my friend Rhett in a parking lot in Las Vegas when I saw four LVMPD officers. They had a suspect in custody and they were tugging on his cuffs and torturing him and telling him, you know, does your mama know she raised an F up? Does she know that? And so instead of getting the situation under control, they were laughing at this guy and torturing him and dragging out the torture instead of like doing what they should have been doing, getting his butt in the police car and getting him down to jail. And so I watched this go on. And then one of the guy's friends came up and asked the cop, like, why are you doing this to my friend? And the cop, the LVMPD officer, just started shoving him really violently. And I looked over at my buddy Rhett, the former LVMPD videographer, and I just said, this is really bad. I'm going to do something about this. And so I did. I actually called 911 and reported, these officers for abusing, you know, a citizen that was in their custody.
That's good. Yeah. See if there's somebody back at the police department that's not in on this. So you called 911 to report these police to the police.
After I got off the phone, calling 911 on the police. So after I got off the phone, I got beaten up, arrested, and thrown in jail by those officers I reported. And those officers were Mark Bellinger, Kyle Frett, and Jared Casper. You know, after I got off the phone, one of the officers, Mark Bellinger, came over to me and said, what are you doing? And I said, well, I've been watching what you're doing. There's nothing right about it. So I called 911 and told him about it. He says, you better get the hell out of here or I'm going to have you arrested. And as I was walking away with Red, I said, arrested for what? Next thing you know, I've got three LVMPD officers on top of me. One of them takes a boot and like stomps on my head. And, and then, you know, I'm on my stomach. I can barely, you know, I'm on my stomach. I can barely breathe. And they bring me up and I learn that I'm being arrested. Me, the guy that they've who's tried to call 911 to
the whistleblower. That's what we typically see. If You see somebody breaking the law in government and you act as a whistleblower and you contact the government and say, hey, this, and then the government comes after you. I mean, we've seen this from, John Kiriakou, the CIA blowing the whistle on CIA torture. He's the one who goes to jail, not the people who are doing the torture. So this is a systemic pattern in throughout government.
Completely got away with it. I mean, these dirtbag officers, Mark Bellinger, Jared Casper, and Kyle Frett, completely got away with this. They decided there was nothing wrong with beating up, arresting and throwing a citizen in jail just because they called 911 to report police brutality. And so this was really my introduction to the Las Vegas Police Department and just the wild corruption.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And so that's the incident that began the movie. And then my movie, What Happened in Vegas, examines other incidents where, you know, videos conveniently went disappearing and lies were told on police reports. And so it really examines a series, you know, and it just really takes a deep dive into the LVMPD and their history of dishonesty and lying and not holding officers accountable. And now we're seeing this unfold on the national stage in the Vegas mass shooting.
You know, I think this is a very important documentary, and it's very important for people to see this, not just and we're going to talk about when we come back in the next segment, we'll talk specifically about the Vegas shooting itself. But in terms of this background, in terms of the things that you've just mentioned, it may be, Vegas may be one of the best examples of corruption and a great place for people to see this. But we continue to see this throughout the police departments across the country. And so it's very important for us to see the same systemic pattern of corruption that exists in so many different police departments, not all of them. But so many of them have been corrupted by this, and I think that is a very, very important part of your documentary that's going to be a big service to people. And as I point out, you're a longtime film editor. It looks like it's very well produced. The production values are very, very good in this. But give us a tip. We've got about a minute left. So in about 30, 40 seconds, tell us a little bit about what's coming up in terms of when you get to the Vegas shooting.
So our documentary really, so what happened was, you know, I started getting tips from retired LVMPD officers that the LVMPD was not telling the truth about the Vegas mass shooting. And I started hearing it from multiple retired LVMPD officers. And these are the good cops in the department or, you know, who are now retired. And one of the reasons many of them retired is because Sheriff Joe Lombardo is so corrupt. But they told me, hey, listen, there was a gunshot. An LVMPD guy fired a gun in.
All right. Stephen Hold that Alex thought. We got to take a quick break. We're talking to Ramsey Dennison. His movie is What Happened in Vegas. And yeah, we all kind of got a clue that they were lying. You know, they tell three different stories multiple times, and the gunshot in the room was another big issue. We'll be right back.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Makaru from Peru, horny goatweed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Ramsey Dennison. He is the director, producer, and editor of a documentary about what happened in Vegas. Now, it focuses on the lies, the deception, and the cover-up that surrounded the shooting in Vegas. But as he was mentioning, he had a personal experience in Vegas, being punished because he was a whistleblower, somebody that was being, that was a victim of police brutality. And he's got four victims in his story as a lead up to this to provide context for this. And let me just give you an idea of some of these victims. This is from his website. That's what happened in Vegas, themovie.com. One individual was a clothing salesman who was gunned down by a police officer there in Vegas who was trying to flush marijuana down the toilet. Particularly tragic since they've now legalized that now. Another one, a West Point graduate, shot and killed while leaving a Costco because the officer mistook his phone for a gun. Another one, a Gulf War veteran, gunned down because they mistook a beanbag that was being shot by other officers for a gunshot. So they immediately shot this individual. And finally, a clothing designer who went to one of the officers for help and ended up being strangled to death. So that's the context. He talks about these four particular cases, and I'm sure, Ramsey, you talk about yours somewhat. So that's kind of the context for the lies and the cover-up that we all witnessed coming out of Las Vegas. Absolutely stunning. I think it's very interesting. This is the only shooting, even though this is the largest shooting, this is the only shooting that we have not seen used to push gun control. And I think it's because of this Las Vegas Police Department and their obvious lies. When did you get on? You knew about Las Vegas Police Department up to this point. When did you get involved in this Vegas shooting? Tell us a little bit about the events surrounding that.
Okay, so months ago, I, you know, actually pretty soon after this happened, I started to get calls from former LBMPD cops, good cops who are now retired. And like I said, these are the good cops who are fed up with the department and the liars who are their leaders and they retired. And these people told me, they said, hey, listen, Joe Lombardo is trying to cover up the fact that there was an accidental discharge in Stephen Paddock's room. And I said, well, how do you know? And they said, I've heard it from multiple people that there was a gun fired by an LVMPD officer in Paddock's room. And so I headed back to Vegas and started to investigate this and got in touch with a guy named Doug Papa, who's a former cop and has done some really great journalism about the Vegas mass shooting. And he actually listened to the radio transmission. And because of his experience with, you know, as a cop, he was able to decipher some of the code words, and he caught it right there on the radio that there was a shot fired. So we're talking almost a month after the Vegas mass shooting. And we're also talking about Joe Lombardo has had many, many press conferences at this point. And at one point, he was even asked directly, like, you know, did the LVMPD fire any gunshots in the room? And he just kind of dodged it. And then here, you know, so almost a month later, Doug Papa comes out with this, and he reaches out to the various media outlets in Vegas to try to give them this story, and they were scared to touch it. Mm-hmm. And so Doug finally just said, well, heck with it then, I'm going to report it. And he reported it in the Baltimore Examiner. And then the way these Vegas media works sometimes is once somebody else reports it, then they can jump on board and report it. So after Doug Papa broke the story, then they started breaking it. And then Lombardo ultimately admitted that this did happen, that a gunshot was fired in Stephen Paddock's room by an LVMPD officer. And it's incredible that this hasn't gotten more attention. And my documentary, What Happened in Vegas, examines this incident. And it also examines the fact that 7 media outlets have sued the LVMPD for failing to release 911 calls and like surrounding the events of that night.
That's very important. That is very important that we hear those other 911 calls. When you talk about the fact that this was blown by other people and then finally they had to admit it, it reminds me very much of what happened with Steve Wynn. He went on a Sunday program and said, when somebody gets into the security elevator and they're making all these trips up the security elevator and nobody says anything about it. And they were like, what? What do you know about this? I mean, he knew that was happening, but the police were covering that up. And then after he tipped that on national television, then the police come out and start saying some things like that. But what about the security cameras? I mean, there's security cameras all over these casinos. I mean, they essentially drive the security camera business. And we got no footage of Paddock there or anything about that happening. What do you know about that?
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, there probably isn't a 3-block or a 3-mile radius anywhere in the United States of America that has more cameras than that Las Vegas Strip. I've been told by several people that Mandalay Bay alone has thousands of cameras. Okay.
That's right.
Thousands. So, and I mean, I've also been told that they can zoom into a quarter and see if it's heads or tails. So, I think a lot of what's going on is the big money who really runs Vegas. They're the ones who really pull the strings, and they want to get back to making business as usual. And they want everybody to forget about this. And hey, come back. You've seen the ads on television. Come back to Vegas. And win a bunch of money and walk out of the blackjack tables with 2 hot blondes on your arms. And of course, the reality of the situation is that people come to Vegas and they lose and give that money back to the casino, but they sell.
That was one of the funniest things that came out of this whole narrative was the guy was a professional video poker player. It's like, I'm sorry, there is no such thing as the people who own the poker player machines that are making a lot of money, but not the people who do it on a long-term professional basis. I mean, that was a joke. But, yeah, you could see the cover-up, I think, in these timelines as they came out. First, they had Jesus Campos, who was the hero who stopped everything. He was at the very end of their narrative. Then they flipped it and made him at the very beginning, and then immediately their lawsuit started because they said, wait a minute, if he was there, then why didn't they shut this thing down sooner? So they immediately came out with version number 3. Then he disappears for 4 or 5 days and reappears on Ellen DeGeneres' program. I had a video about it, you know, Ellen finds Jesus, you know, and she covers up all this and said, that's it.
Yeah, and my movie, What Happened in Vegas, examines something that a lot of people don't know, which is that MGM has actually contributed large sums of money to Joe Lombardo's upcoming sheriff's reelection campaign.
So,
in my opinion, one of the reasons those timelines kept shifting is to minimize MGM's legal liability. Okay, yes. Because over 500 people shot, they have a big problem and they're going to get sued. And my documentary, What Happened in Vegas, talks about their motive for shifting the timeline. And I don't think it's a coincidence that the last timeline that Joe Lombardo settled on after putting those other ones out there is the one that appears to minimize MGM's legal liability. One of the things that really inspired me was to get this out there so that the victims of the mass shooting don't get screwed over by the LVMPD and MGM's lies, because they're interested in themselves and they're going to do anything they can to protect their assets and protect their money. And Joe Lombardo is going to take care of, the big money casino that's contributed to his reelection campaign. And if that means that videos have to go missing and lies get told on police reports, this is a sheriff who will do that, in my opinion. He's done it many times in his career. So,
absolutely.
I really want the victims of the mass shooting to not get screwed. And if the MGM and if the LVMPD are liable for this, they need to pay for that. And
we don't have a couple of minutes. I want to ask you.
Taken care of. Just because,
Hang on a second, Ramsey. We only got a couple of minutes, and we talked about some of the victims that give a context to this. Those four victims I mentioned at the beginning of this segment. And you're talking about the victims that you want to see justice given to. Did you interview some of those victims from the Vegas shooting? Did you have any interaction with people who had been shot or families of those who had been killed?
It's interesting. We got up there pretty fast after it happened, and the town was so scarred by the incident that people were like almost too traumatized to talk. But I did. So I ended up talking a lot with, the insiders who were kind of on the trail of things, like Doug Papa and Laura Loomer, and they're featured in the movie, What Happened in Vegas. But we had to get the movie out so fast that we found that most of the people, but the other thing we ran into is a lot of the victims were scared for their life. They were scared to talk because a month after this happened, several people who had survived the shooting mysteriously went disappearing. And our documentary takes a look at What Happened in Vegas takes a look at, did they know too much?
Yeah.
So I really ran into a huge wall of people who were just scared to talk.
Well, that in and of itself is very interesting. Maybe the subject for another documentary. We've been talking to Ramsey Dennison. Again, you can find him, his website, where you can see the trailer, get information about the movie, What Happened in Vegas, themovie.com. Also, you can find him on facebook.com/WH, as in What Happened, WH Vegas Doc. Thank you so much for joining us, Ramsey. Very important documentary about police corruption. And that shooting incident.
We have developed with the top firms in the United States powerful 50 billion live organism probiotic Floralife that is so critical to having a healthy gut and a healthy life, and that has changed my life and so many other people's lives. The other part is a compound like MycoZX that has all these key ingredients of organic herbs and other systems that are known to break down this garbage in the body. That's why, as we go through Christmas and now into the new year, we're extending the free shipping and 50% off on all our best-selling items while supplies last. You can also get the two products together and get them at 50% off when you combo them. So popular, sold out for more than 6 months. Now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet.
FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, live and uncensored, broadcasting from the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We had a fire at Bill and Hillary Clinton's place that they're remodeling up in Chappaqua. Kind of interesting because, you know, she was cited for engaging in a remodeling. They purchased some additional property adjacent to their house, evidently to house the army of people there to protect them, Secret Service. And they were cited for renovating their kitchen in that building without a permit. I'm like, you know, why would Hillary Clinton ever need a permit for anything? She's always above the law, right? Except when it comes to the natural law of maybe fires breaking out. I tweeted out about that. I said, you know, this Hillary Clinton always considers herself to be above the law, even when it comes to getting her permits for expansions. And I'm sure there was no consequences from the local constabulary there, but there were consequences for Hillary Clinton, perhaps, with that fire. And I said, this may be the year, 2018, that Hillary Clinton gets burned down. Let's hope that that happens, that the Clinton Foundation gets burned down, because that is where the war needs to be focused, not on this circular firing squad of everybody that was on the Trump administration, not with this fake book, this Crying Wolf by Michael Wolf. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. And we have Lee Stranahan coming up in the next hour to talk about what took the key focus yesterday, why everybody jumped on this. They saw this as a chance to revive the Russian narrative out of all this. That came out. I tweeted about that on my Twitter account, Libertarian, is where you can find my stuff. And then my son said, it's been reported that the kitchen was found shot twice in the head, committing suicide after that fire. But, you know, the other part of the fake news that I thought came out, they're now even trying to rehabilitate Bill and Hillary Clinton's reputation, because he took a big hit this last year as part of this Me Too stuff. You got feminists who were always there covering for Bill, no matter how heinous these crimes, they were always there covering for him. And understand that what he was charged with was far worse than anything we've seen these celebrities accused of. I mean, at least Bill Cosby anesthetized his victims. Not so with Bill Clinton. And so they turned on him. Even people who had defended him. Remember Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill? How they pulled out the victim card against Clarence Thomas? I never believed those charges. I still don't believe those charges, especially after Anita Hill became one of the key defenders of Bill Clinton. She claimed that Clarence Thomas had made some off-color remarks to her, had some things in the office. Never claimed that he touched her or did anything like that to her. And yet, this guy who was accused of violent sexual assault and rape in many cases, and even paid one of these accusers nearly $1 million, she defended him. And now we've got the Daily Mail kind of defending him. Exclusive. Maybe this is the same guy that was just dumping on Bannon, saying, yeah, he's the worst leaker in the White House. The same guy who was telling us about a week ago that this intern who flashed the OK sign, that he was putting out a white supremacy symbol there. Did a whole exclusive article on that on the Daily Mail. Well, here's another Daily Mail exclusive. Bill Clinton sought solace in Monica Lewinsky because he could no longer trust depressed Hillary after her humiliating health care reform failure. Yeah, this woman who was not elected to anything, comes in and decides that she's going to take, a sixth of the economy and put it under government control full on single-payer system. She was the first lady. And so she fails on that. And so Bill Clinton needs to find solace in Monica Lewinsky and Paula Broderick and Kathleen Willey and on and on and on. Yeah, that's the way they cover for the Clintons. Poor thing. Poor thing. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight. We'll be talking to Lee Stranahan, and we'll talk a little bit more before we get to Lee about this book. We'll be right back.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and if you are suffering under the cold weather, as two-thirds of the country is, I have a quick comment before we get back to this fake book that came out. It caused so much turmoil in the last 24 hours. You know, as CNN is saying, it's cold. No, it's really cold. Here's the bone-chilling stats. They say more than 60 million people in 15 different states from Maine to Georgia are under some kind of a current winter storm. A stretch of East Coast more than 1,400 miles long. Even in Charleston, South Carolina, they got 5.3 inches of snow, the largest snowfall in 28 years. They've got snow in northern Florida. And here's the interesting thing. I saw a news report where they were concerned about conditions in Delaware. They said it's going to be -9 degrees in Delaware. And they said, we're concerned about a power outage because this could be life-threatening. That's right. It is not simply, power is not simply about a lifestyle, quality of life. It is about life expectancy. And we've talked about this multiple times, that you can take a look at cheap power and you can make a direct correlation to life expectancy. It's been one of the best things that's happened to Western civilization. That's why Obama and the Democrats want to shut it down. -9 degrees Fahrenheit. They hope they don't lose power. Well, they would have if we had had Hillary Clinton as president. That was her purpose. Now we have seen things turn around. And I think this is one of the best examples of what's gone right with the Trump administration. And that's what's happened at the EPA. They're now cleaning up 7 of the most toxic sites in the U.S. Scott Pruitt has said, we've made it a priority to get these sites cleaned up faster and to do it in the right way. And he's talked about the fact that he wants to make the EPA into an administration that focuses on good stewardship, doing things cleanly, but still generating energy. You can generate energy, and you can do it safely and cleanly, and you can clean up these toxic sites. That's what the EPA was created for. But the EPA was subverted into a situation where they decided they would pick which industries would be winners and which ones would be losers. That never works out well when government gets into that business. That's not the business that they should be in. And so there was an article on Daily Caller talking about this, saying deep blue states are burning coal and oil to stay warm. I think that says it all. I think that says it all. And the U.S. is poised to eclipse Russia and Saudi Arabia as the world's new oil king. That's what's gone right with our energy and with our EPA that has now decided that they are not going to make it their preoccupation to shut down entire industries. All right, let's get back to this this book from Michael Wolff. And to quickly summarize, I'd said, you know, Columbia University Journalism Review had said when he attacked the New York Times in one specific article, they said, hey, he's playing game theory. It's what you do when you don't have any sources. And then went on to say this piece that Michael Wolff wrote about the New York Times gives us more of an insight into the twisted worldview of Michael Wolff, the guy who wrote this book that everybody's so upset about. It gives you more of an insight into his twisted worldview than it does about the subject that he's writing about. I think that's true of this book as well. This is one of the most, this is the Columbia Journalism Review. So this is one of the most cynical things I've read in a long, long time. It's disgusting, frankly. You had Brill's content say, when he was, previous book, where he's talking about burn rate, something that happened in Silicon Valley. It said seven of the main characters and six others portrayed in or familiar with events in the book disagree with him. They say that he invented or changed quotes. And none of those quoted recalls him taking any notes or recording the discussions, some of which took place 3 years earlier. And then finally, this summary of another article from New Republic said, much to the annoyance of his critics, the scenes in his columns are not recreated so much as they are created, springing from Wolf's imagination rather than from actual knowledge of events. And he even acknowledges that reporting just isn't his bag. Instead, he absorbs the atmosphere and the gossip that is swirling around him at cocktail parties, and that provides the basis of what he is doing. And when we look at this, and I actually didn't just go with the headlines that came out of The Guardian saying, look at this, Bannon said that Trump and his family committed treason. And that meeting in the Tower, which we're going to talk to Lee Stranahan in the next segment about, that was unbelievably stupid and treasonous. Well, you know, if you look at this excerpt from the book, there's a lot of stuff in it, for example, where you've got people talking like Roger Ailes, who cannot defend himself or contradict this because he is dead. Ailes had suggested, says Michael Wolff, that John Boehner, who had stepped down as Speaker of the House only a year earlier, would be the person that should be considered for his White House Chief of Staff. And Michael Wolff says Trump didn't even know who John Boehner was. Now, the people who are around Trump vociferously dispute that. But this is an effort to portray Trump as either out of touch with reality or mentally incompetent. And that is what this is truly about. This is about reviving the Russian narrative. It's about portraying Trump as incompetent. It is about creating a civil war between Trump and his advisors, his cabinet. And as we look at this and as we get beyond these liberal headlines that summarize this from The Guardian, you know, Russia's these meetings in the Tower with Russians are treasonous, Bannon says in an explosive book. Bannon, this is what Wolf said that Bannon said. And let's understand that. So what we do is we get all upset about this. And I quite frankly, you know, I think Trump has done a great deal. I think Bannon did a great deal. And I hate to see this split between them and between their egos. But, you know, understand that what happened yesterday is that we had The Guardian saying that the book said that Bannon said, do you see the problem with all of this? I see a big problem with it. Five allegations from the new book about Trump's presidency, said The Hill. And I want to read this quote to you from this book in the introduction of the book. I just read to you all the problems with Wolf's veracity. And then Wolf himself says in this book, many of the accounts of what have happened in the Trump White House are in conflict with one another. Those conflicts and that looseness with the truth, if not with reality itself, are an elemental thread of the book. In other instances, I have, through a consistency in accounts and through sources I have come to trust, settled on a version of events that I believe to be true. He has settled on a version of events that he believes to be true. He, even in the foreword of his book, talks about how he invents this stuff. We don't have time to play it, but I had a back and forth. Let's play a little bit of this as much as we got time for. This is Steve Bannon back in September on with now Charlie Rose, who's also now gone. Let's hear some of that clip.
Steve Bannon's strategy, his time as CEO of the Trump campaign, helped turn conventional politics on its head. But before the administration even began, President Trump's upset victory faced investigations into whether it was won under a shadow of Russian interference in the 2016 election.
There's nothing to the Russia investigation. It's a waste of time.
What do you believe? You know what the national security institutions believe. What do you believe?
What do you mean what they believe? We don't really, I mean, that there may have been. I think, look, I was there. It's a total and complete farce. Russian collusion is a farce.
Okay, I didn't say collusion. Did the Russians try to influence the election?
If you consider maybe something they did at the DNC.
Maybe something they did?
Maybe some of the
That's not what the CIA believes. That's not what the FBI believes.
Have you seen the intelligence reports?
No.
Okay, fine. So you don't
know. Have you seen the intelligence reports?
I have seen the intelligence
reports. Are you saying to me those intelligence reports do not suggest that the Russians tried to influence elections?
I would never devolve classified information on this show. But let me tell you, I think it's far from conclusive that the Russians had any impact on this election.
Well, that's not the question. Did they try?
All right, let's hold it. You hear how Charlie Rose is pushing him? Do you hear how he's pushing back? And yet yesterday, because the Guardian said that a book said that Bannon said that it was treasonous and there was really something there. Now everything has blown up. And this is something that has been invented. And I think many of us have fallen for this. We'll be right back talking to Lee Stranahan.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. 2017 has been a earth-shaking year. And 2018, guaranteed, is even going to be wilder. In fact, my good friend Stefan Molyneux said it's going to be like the Battle of the Gods, Ragnarok. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why, thanking you for all your support, we are extending free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com into early January and the massive 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items. So ladies and gentlemen, whether it's colloidal silver or Brain Force or Myco ZX or Floralife, they're now back in stock. They're all massively discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it right through the new year in a salute to the InfoWarriors and into a thanks to all of you that have made this operation possible. From myself, the entire InfoWars crew, thank you for your support. Thank you for bringing America back from the edge of death. And thank you for standing against the globalists and their bullying garbage.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life.
Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and I wanted to get Lee Stranahan on. He's going to be joining us in this segment. Lee has worked for Breitbart. Of course, he's also worked for Huffington Post. He's worked for mainstream conservative and liberal publications. He now has citizenjournalismschool.com, thepopulist.us. We're going to talk to him because of his firsthand experiences at Breitbart, as well as knowing Bannon, knowing the players there, but also what he has talked about extensively in terms of Natalia Veselnitskaya and also Browder. You know, Browder and Natalia. It's almost like Boris and Natasha. These cartoon characters that keep showing up at everything. But it's very important to understand what is really going on here. And so we're going to get to Lee in just one moment. Before we do, so we want to interrupt the interview, I want to let you know about the products that we have on sale as part of our New Year sale at InfoWarsStore.com. We have many products. 50% off, some of them even 67% off, like colloidal silver bullet or colloidal silver, 67% off plus free shipping. Let me tell you about some of the top sellers, most popular products we have that are 50% off with free shipping. We've got Super Male Vitality, we've got Brain Force Plus, 50% off plus free shipping, all those. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, both of those 50% off. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, our vitamin and mineral fusion drink mix, where you can take your vitamins and minerals without swallowing a lot of pills. That's 50% off with free shipping, as is Super Blue Toothpaste and Mouthwash. That's no fluoride, but it does have the good halogen, iodine, and it has nano silver to prevent bacteria that causes gum disease, that causes tooth loss, that can cause heart disease as well. All of those 50% off plus free shipping. We have DNA Force, 33% off and free shipping. A couple of new products, Carnivore and Floralife, 33% off and free shipping. And some of our newest products, 50% off with free shipping. The Real Red Pill, Cell Force, Alpha Power. All three of those new products, 50% off plus free shipping. Massive discounts. A great time for you to try some of these new products or to stock up on some of the ones that you've already tried. And, you know, if you haven't tried Brain Force or the toothpaste, I would highly recommend those. Those are two of my absolute favorite products because I can immediately tell the difference. You know, many times you take these supplements and you know that they're good for you, just like the story I had earlier about turmeric and curcumin, how effective that was in terms of helping a woman with a particular type of cancer, according to her doctors in the UK. I don't know if she felt anything when she took that, but now she is breathing. And so it's important to do your own research. Many of the vitamins and minerals, you're going to feel better over long term as you take them. But certain things like Brain Force, you can tell that right away. So if you haven't tried some of these things, or if you have tried them and you like them, now is a great time to stock up. 50% off plus free shipping on many items at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go to Lee Stranahan now. And Lee has a very long, he's got an hour-long live stream on his Twitter feed, and you can find that at Stranahan, his Twitter feed, where he's talking about how important it is to understand what is at the center of this Russian investigation. Of course, it has been red meat to the red baiters, what has come out in the last 24 hours. But Before we get into the details of that, Lee, I just want to get your comments on this book and the excerpts that we've seen out of it. And I don't know if you've you know anything about this guy, Michael Wolff. I've been talking about him earlier in the program, and numerous sources have accused him of the columns that he's written and the books, previous books that he's written, of just making stuff up, not taking any notes, not doing any kind of journalism, but saying, yeah, I just kind of absorb the atmosphere and I come up with this kind of this gossipy feel. So just before you came on, I was playing Steve Bannon, being pushed really hard by Charlie Rose. It was back in September about the Russian investigation, and Bannon was pushing back and saying, there's absolutely nothing here. There's nothing to this Russian investigation. Now, because the Guardian says that the book says that he says that it's treasonous, this meeting in Trump Tower. Bannon do you believe here?
Well, I believe the Steve Bannon who refused to correct the record or make a statement at all that he didn't say it. In other words, Steve has a platform.
That's true.
He hosts a radio show. He was asked directly this morning on his radio show, are these comments accurate? And Steve came back and he said, well, we'll talk about it when the book comes out. Now,
the other part of that, to be fair, I think, Lee, is that he did have Trump's lawyer send a cease and desist letter to him. And I don't know if they did that away because of the immediate and harsh reaction of President Trump. He might have got his lawyer on and tell him, hey, tell this guy to shut up or we're going to take action against him, which I think is a very foolish move by Trump's lawyers, because all that does is make it sound like this is what really happened. You know, when you tell the guy, don't say anything else.
Well, let's be super clear here. There's nothing in a cease or desist order that was given to Bannon about non-disparagement that would have kept Steve from saying the following. You know, those statements attributed to me are completely false. I don't think the meeting was treasonous or unpatriotic, and I want to be clear on that. That cease and desist letter was about don't disparage the president. It wasn't don't correct the record. So again, Steve, I know Steve real well. First off, that comment read like a Bannon. That's the way Steve talks. Second, he's had multiple opportunities. He hosted a radio show for 3 hours last night. Then he hosted the radio show for a couple hours this morning as well. And he refused to comment on it.
Yeah.
He didn't. If it were me, I would have done it first thing, and I would have said, you know, maybe if I'm a savvy radio host, which I am, I would have said, hey, coming up later in the hour will be, you know, I would have pushed it to keep people listening, but I would have talked about it. I would have addressed it. And that cease and desist letter has not kept Steve from saying one thing. So what's going on here is, by the way, you can quote the Charlie Rose comment. That's fine. But let's look at the facts on what Steve did after he left the White House. Steve is not happy that he was fired from the White House. He lied about it, and there's no other way to put it, and said, well, I meant to, the Pee Wee Herman defense, I meant to do that, right? I meant to leave the White House. But in fact, that's not what happened. He was forced out. Furthermore, and I know that from Steve's friends, right? Steve was forced out. He was not planning on leaving. Second, the immediate thing that he did was he took on the president publicly over Luther Strange. The president had endorsed Luther Strange. Steve immediately put the whole Breitbart team on the Roy Moore campaign, and he did that. Steve doesn't want the president to succeed without Steve Bannon. And I can tell you, a top editor at Breitbart, and I'm trying to get permission to release this publicly, but a top editor from Breitbart said yesterday that it's not the Trump train, it's the Breitbart train, and that they're in charge. So the internal attitude at Breitbart was that they're responsible for Trump's victory. Now, by the way, were people at InfoWars supportive of Donald Trump?
Oh, yeah.
Right. No credit there. You guys had nothing to do with that. Did Donald Trump have anything to do with the success of Donald? I'm just saying.
I got you. I understand. So, that is the question. I mean, certainly both of these guys have big egos. If you pointed out, nobody gets in politics without egos. And that is very interesting insight. from Lee Stranahan, who has sources at Breitbart, who has worked there, who knows these characters. We'll be right back with more. I'm David Knight.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We have developed with the top firms in the United States powerful 50 billion live organism probiotic Floralife that is so critical to having a healthy gut and a healthy life, and that has changed my life and so many other people's lives. The other part is a compound like MycoZX that has all these key ingredients of organic herbs and other systems that are known to break down this garbage in the body. That's why as we go through Christmas and now into the new year, we're extending the free shipping and 50% off on all our best-selling items while supplies last. You can also get the two products together and get them at 50% off when you combo them. So popular, sold out for more than 6 months. Now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
In Texas, it's David Knight.
Keep on dying. Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Lee Stranahan. Of course, Lee has worked at Breitbart. He still has sources inside of Breitbart. And what Lee was just telling us in the last segment is something that I actually commented on last night on Twitter. I thought it was very, very strange that there was absolute silence on Breitbart. I mean, we didn't see any response to that. We didn't see any pull back from this and say, that's not really what I meant. I mean, certainly As I pointed out earlier, this guy, Michael Wolff, has been attacked in previous books and columns for stretching things, for mixing fiction with fact, for basically being a New York City gossip columnist and slandering people. And they love it because it was about them. And so, you know, the old adage that there is no such thing as bad press. But that's basically where this guy has lived in the past. And there is some very damaging stuff here if we're just going to take it all as a gospel fact. But clearly, as Lee pointed out, you point out, Lee, Bannon was fired. And I think we see that there was a lot of animosity, certainly on the side of President Trump and his son, immediately putting out scathing comments about Bannon. So is Trump right? Has Bannon lost his mind? Has he basically turned from the position that he was in when he talked to Charlie Rose? I guess it was back in September, saying there's absolutely nothing to this Russian investigation. Has he decided that now he's going to attack Trump? Has he pivoted to that, do you think?
Well, you got to remember the timeline here. Let's get this right. These are not statements that were made by Steve Bannon yesterday.
Right, right.
These are statements that were made by Steve Bannon at some point in the past. And apparently, you know, if this stuff about Wolf is true, and I believe it is, then why was Steve talking to this guy? And in other words, it's very easy for people. People were able to do research on Michael Wolf and find out the reputation that he has. Then why did Steve sit down for interview after interview after interview with this guy? Right.
And is he the only one that, to your knowledge, is he the only one that Wolf interviewed, or were there other people that were interviewed?
No, he interviewed a lot of people, including Katie, McFarland, who was National Security Council member, and interviewed him in the White House, apparently. And let's talk about Steve and leaking, because he's been accused of that. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact firsthand that Steve was leaking some stuff. I also know that statement about him being the leaker is overrated. Look, I'll tell you who Steve wasn't leaking to was Morning Joe and Mika Brzezinski, right?
Yeah, and of course in the narrative they're presented as the adults in the room that are going to lecture Trump as to what's going on. I mean, when you look at that excerpt from the book, that was the thing that immediately was like, what?
Yes.
What is going on with this?
Yeah. So I know Steve was doing some leaking. I know he was talking to some people. But he was not. I mean, the Joe and Mika stuff, who was connected to Mika Brzezinski? It was Dina Powell, who came in through Ivanka Trump. And so to me, that's pretty clear where that was coming from. There were also people on the outside who were pretending that Steve, they let people think that Bannon was leaking to them. And these are people who never worked for Breitbart, had nothing to do. I know for a fact, Steve was talking to people at Breitbart and some information was getting it out. And I also believe he may have been talking to some reporters in the New York Times, for instance. Maggie Halberman, I want to be specific about that. That's who I think Steve probably was talking to. But I can tell you firsthand that he was talking to some people at Breitbart, and some stuff was getting out that way. Broadly, though, this is being used as a dual attack by the left on Bannon and on Trump. And I like Steve. I support Steve. Steve, I'm sure, is mad at me now, but I'm not, you know, here's the problem. Steve has set up a cult of personality at Breitbart where if you don't go along with what he's doing and say the emperor has great clothes, oh, great clothes, Steve, you're out, basically.
Yeah,
that's always dangerous.
Oh, I can certainly see that. You know, and again, as we said, you know, anybody that gets to this level, they're going to have pretty strong egos.
Yes.
And, a large part of that is at play here. And I'm not somebody that allies myself behind any one person. I mean, I don't follow Trump because I love him as a person.
Right.
I love his agenda. And I saw that both Bannon and Trump had an America First agenda independent of each other. They came together and I thought they were much stronger together. So that's the thing that really concerns me about this. I hate to see the egos and the personality conflicts and the ambitions, get in the way and split this up. I believe they ought to be fighting the establishment Republicans. I believe that that's, what ought to be happening, that we ought to be having, primaries coming up. Now everybody is pulling back and saying, well, we're not going to challenge the establishment Republicans because of the Alabama election and now the attacks and the discredit of Bannon because of this book. That's what I'm concerned about. What do you think about the fallout of this? Because I do want to get, and probably not time in this segment, but the next segment, let's talk a little bit about that Trump Tower meeting, because that's what you spent an hour on in a Twitter broadcast. But what do you think in terms of the fallout? What's going to happen with this? I mean, is the revolution against the deep state over now?
Well, I as I've said many times on this, see, I'm not a fair weather friend or enemy. As you know, I've been on the show here and I've been very critical of sites, including Breitbart, for not covering, let's say, the DNC collusion with Ukraine, which mm-hmm. is proven. And you and I have gone over it, David. And I want you to notice Bannon, they don't have, I'm a non-person at Breitbart and I have been for months. Not one appearance. They don't have me on the radio. They don't have me in. And it's not because the stories I'm telling aren't accurate or true. So they've never really taken on the deep state. And I've said that before on this show, that Breitbart has been very disappointing to me. And it's not about me. Cover the stories. Don't even put me on, right?
Sure.
But cover the stories. They've never done that. So I don't think they've ever been effective against the deep state, because if they would, for instance, they would take on, let's a simple example, military spending. I don't see how you can be a populist at this point and not point out the dangers of the military industrial complex or the CIA or these other issues that they will never touch at Breitbart, and they haven't at all. And
Well, they'll republish columns from Ann Coulter, where she says, hey, you know, it's great to be involved in the Middle East, but I thought we were going to fix America first. You know, they'll republish some things. She's been very good about sticking to, you know, let's understand what the agenda was here. You know, people were really interested in fixing the busted borders and keeping our sovereignty and fixing America first. And she's really called out Trump as well as others on this and said, you know, let's go where the people really want to see something happen. And focus on that. And now we've got this situation with what looks like to be maybe DACA amnesty that's coming up. Who knows what's going to happen with that? But sorry, go ahead with
I was just going to say, I mean, here's the thing. I like going after the establishment, but I have this weird thing. I like winning. In other words, I don't like losing against the establishment. And Bannon and Breitbart have shown they don't, in fact, know how to win. So if you want to take out Mitch McConnell, great. Let's figure out a way to do that. But you don't do it simply by getting mad about it. And here's the big problem that Bannon's done. Let's say you're opposed to amnesty for DACA. Let's use that as an issue. Could be the wall. Bannon is dead, and everyone associated with Breitbart is dead to Donald Trump and Donald Trump Jr. They not only said that publicly, but I've heard from multiple sources that privately, multiple sources, that Don Jr. is saying anybody associated with Bannon is dead to the White House. They will get no funding. Any candidates associated with them, any causes, reporters, anybody, they're all dead.
Yeah.
So tell me.
Well, that was very clear. As Ed Rollins said, he basically ran him over with a tank on the Rose Lawn and then put it in reverse and ran over him a couple of more times. I mean, that was one of the biggest blowouts in terms of the press release that came out of the president.
And it's not just bluster. It's what they're, saying in the, they're making it clear to people in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Bannon is dead to us. So what does that say for the agenda? It doesn't help.
That's right. Yeah. A lot of deep amnesty, animosity there. All right, we're going to be right back with Lee Stranahan, and let's take a look at this Trump Tower meeting, because we have to get back to the facts. We'll be right back.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels.
Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Scientists and researchers agree we are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Lee Stranahan, formerly at Breitbart. Of course, he has moved on. He's got citizenjournalismschool.com, The Populist. You can find him on Twitter at Stranahan. He's got an hour-long breakdown of who these players are and why it is important to really understand the facts behind this. Because now we're in a situation where we got a lot of personalities, we got a lot of egos at play. We got a guy who wrote a book. He's made a living, become very famous in New York circles by pushing gossip and slander. He's been called on it multiple times by sources saying this guy doesn't do real journalism. Nevertheless, as Lee pointed out, total silence from Bannon, as well as Breitbart saying, hey, I didn't say that. So that is very interesting. And as we've talked about this before, Roger Stone broke the silence and said, look, there's plan A is the Russiagate thing to get him out of office. Plan B is to show him as incompetent. So we got stuff in this narrative that's pretending that Trump doesn't know who Boehner is. So, you know, if you believe that, is he senile? Is he an idiot? Is he incompetent? As they put words in the mouths of all these other people. So this creates a big problem with both Plan A and Plan B. So let's talk about Plan A, because Lee does know a great deal about this. You know, Lee, when we look at this and the stuff that is reported, been said by Bannon, whether or not he said it, it absolutely isn't true. You know, Alan Dershowitz has gone on record by about this meeting with Natalia Veselnitskaya saying, look, there's absolutely nothing criminal here. People always right. get opposition research on other people. And if there's no quid pro quo, even if somebody were to give you something and she didn't give them anything, they left the meeting, Don Jr. left the meeting. So even if she had given Don Jr. dirt, and even if they had used that dirt, and even if subsequent to that, they had done something favorable to Natalia, that still would not be anything that was a legal issue unless there had been an agreement up front, a quid pro quo saying, I will do this for you later if you do this for me now. And none of that is there. And Dershowitz has pointed that out. He says it's just simply politics. Everybody does it.
Well, let's also point out who Natalia Veselnitskaya is, because
yes,
and why this guy Bill Browder is important. So going back to the early 2000s, in Russia, there was a guy named Bill Browder, and this will come up with Natalia in a second. Bill Browder, his grandfather, Earl Browder, was the head of the U.S. Communist Party. His father was born in Russia, and as a prominent, you know, the prominent head of the U.S. Communist Party, ran for president as a communist. With that lineage, he had deep connections in Russia, and Bill Browder became a hedge fund manager and with investment from a guy named Safra, started a company called Hermitage, made a lot of money in Russia, took hundreds of millions and turned it into billions, okay? Mm-hmm. Was a big fan of Putin. But mm-hmm. then he got busted on tax evasion and fraud charges because mm-hmm. he'd used shell companies to move money. Now, Bill Browder's a guy who renounced his U.S. citizenship to avoid paying taxes. So in the early 2000s, he's in trouble for this, and he's not allowed back in Russia because of the, you know, tens of millions of dollars he owes in taxes for a fraudulent scheme, okay? Now, his plan is to blame Putin and Russia, and to try to turn the world against Russia. And he's been very successful at doing that. Bill Browder was on Fox last night. He goes on MSNBC. He goes on any outlet that will have him, but he carefully controls what questions you can ask. If you ask the wrong question, he'll get up and leave, or he'll threaten you legally. Now,
and you pointed out before when you've been on the show that Republicans love him just like yes. the Democrats, because he puts out this, he attacks Russians, and they both want to attack the Russians as part of this
That's
narrative.
Right. So Natalia Veselnitskaya is a lawyer, and since 2014, way before the election, right, she mm-hmm. represented the son of a former transportation. He was with the railway system in Russia. He was with the state. As far as the railway was concerned, but she's not a government employee. So when Steve Bannon says meeting with someone from the Russian government, she's not with the Russian government. She represents a client who she's represented from 2014. And she's been trying to tell the truth about the Magnitsky Act, which is what Bill Browder's pushed as a way to punish low-level cops and detectives in Russia, not Putin, but low-level people. So he's told this story that's completely fabricated, and he's very good at it, and he spent a lot of lobbying money pushing this story. And like I say, he goes on MSNBC, he goes on Fox, he goes everywhere. So Natalia Veselnitskaya,
and he goes on Capitol Hill, and as you pointed out, he's committed perjury by telling two different versions of what happened.
And I recommend people don't take my word for any of this. You can see his Senate testimony. You can find Natalia Veselnitskaya. She submitted stuff to the Senate in November, just a couple of months ago. You can read it online. Mainstream media has completely buried it. And you can read his deposition that he gave in 2015, where he contradicts what he said to the Senate. That's what he's done. Now, what Browder's done is he goes on Fox, and a lot of people go, oh, that Russian lawyer, that was a setup by Hillary Clinton. No, it wasn't a setup. There was no setup, because she's been on this case since 2014. All she's doing is telling the truth about this guy, Bill Browder, who's been convicted in absentia in Russia, right? Mm-hmm. He's been convicted. And so, and when you read his own deposition, he doesn't deny any of this, because he can't. What he says is, oh, I have some papers that prove I didn't do that. But he never produces them. And I've talked to the lawyers who interviewed him. He never produced them. He says, oh, I'll get them to you. He never got them to him. So everyone's been fooled by this. So she was going to a lot of people, not just the Trump campaign, but to anybody who'd listen and say, let me tell you this truth about this Bill Browder guy. Let me tell you the truth about him. And that's what she was doing. And because of that, the media completely buries what was going on at that Trump Tower meeting. Now, by the way, if you were to ask anybody at that Trump Tower meeting, including Don Jr., including Manafort, what she was there about, they probably don't remember. Because as you can already see from me talking about it, this is a complex story, right?
So, that's right. Yeah, we started getting into the weeds, into that level of detail, and it's like, I haven't got time for this. I don't want to get into
right. And let's say you were bored and impatient, right?
Like most people. We got a very short attention span in America.
That's right. Just feel like, I don't know, if you were to ask somebody 20 minutes from now, well, what did Lee just talk about? I don't know. There was a guy, and he was Russian. There was a communist, and I don't know. And I guarantee you that's what. So what they remember to the meeting was the Magnitsky Act led Putin to put a ban on adoption. So people go, it was about adoptions. There's this guy, Russia. But this is really actually a very big scandal because the Magnitsky Act has been used by the United States. Let's talk about this from a liberty perspective, okay?
Yeah.
Let's just take this to a high level because this is what they did. For a crime that was committed in Russia, let's assume the crime is real, which it's not. But for a crime that's committed in Russia, the U.S. is sanctioning people in Russia. How does our country, could Russia sanction people in the United States if they didn't like the way someone was treated in prison in the United States? Think about this, because we have those cases all the time, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
could,
right.
Could Russia say put Eric sanctions Garner, on right? a prison guard?
So they put sanctions on us because of Eric Garner.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly right. So this is to anybody who cares about sovereignty, right? Even if what Russia did was accurate, which it's not our business. Does that make sense?
Sure.
It's not up to us to sanction people there, which is what the Magnitsky Act does. And by the way, why are Republicans and Democrats in the swamp allied with Bill Browder? See, because they like this. They want this as a way to be able to punish people who they don't like. This is a way oligarchs and corrupt people can go beyond the U.S. legal system to get rid of their enemies in other places. Because Bill Browder is an oligarch. That's who he is. He's the guy who made all his
money. Well, it's very clear that both the Democrats, I mean, the Democrats now, even the rank-and-file Democrats are Russia, Russia, Russia. They want it as well as the military industrial complex, people like Max Boot. They desperately want to revive the Cold War. They've done a very good job of reviving the Cold War because there's a lot of money for the military industrial complex in that. They have a massive industry there of long-term bombers, long-range bombers and long-range missiles, intercontinental ballistic missiles. They want that market to be extended. They want a missile defense system to be extended and they need to have a boogeyman. And so that's why they use people like Browder, and that's why we're so concerned about the turn of events that has now happened based on this book, which I think has a lot of garbage in it. I mean, even the extent that Bannon is saying, hey, they could have leaked this to Breitbart or even a reputable organization. I don't think you'd refer to his own paper as that. But anyway, thank you for joining us, Lee Stranahan. Again, take a look at his tweet at Stranahan and citizenjournalismschool.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients.
xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our super blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
2017 has been a earth-shaking year. And 2018, guaranteed, is even going to be wilder. In fact, my good friend Stefan Molyneux said it's going to be like the Battle of the Gods, Ragnarok. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why, thanking you for all your support, we are extending free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com into early January and the massive 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items. So ladies and gentlemen, whether it's colloidal silver or Brain Force or Myco ZX or Floralife, they're now back in stock. They're all massively discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it right through the new year in a salute to the InfoWarriors and into a thanks to all of you that have made this operation possible. From myself, the entire InfoWars crew, thank you for your support. Thank you for bringing America back from the edge of death. And thank you for standing against the globalists and their bullying garbage.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.